The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay. So for today's happy hour, you know, I've been looking at Sharon Salzberg's book that just came out a few weeks ago called Real Love. And she has this teaching and practice in there that I thought was, I don't know, I felt touched by. So I thought I'd introduce that today. And she introduces it by reminding us, some of you may know, there's this short story by James Joyce that describes Mr. Duffy. Mr. Duffy lived a short distance from his body. That's the only thing I know about James Joyce, is this one sentence. I think the whole story begins with that sentence. And it has really stuck with me because this idea, right, how we're so often disconnected from our bodies. And it's very often, you know, we're kind of in our heads, this cerebral way of understanding, navigating, negotiating the world, which we certainly need. And it's certainly part of our experience. But it doesn't mean that we need to be completely disconnected from our physical experience, from our physical bodies. And in order to love ourselves fully, right, in this practice we've been doing loving kindness for a benefactor and for ourselves, in order to do this fully means that we're not going to exclude any parts of ourselves, including our bodies. So even though we're much more than our bodies, we're not just our bodies, but the bodily experience, the felt experience, is an integral part of being alive. It's an integral part of being who we are. So part of loving kindness for ourselves is to include loving kindness for our bodies as best we can. Right? And to doesn't mean that we have to like everything. It just means that we don't, let's see, what I had this expression here, that we step away from kind of the conventional obsessions about what we've been told or what we've kind of taken up as about our bodies. It's a part of our experience. It's part of our lives. We can learn to be in touch and be reunited with our bodies in a way that supports us. Because after all, if we're connected to our physical experience, to our lived experience, it's easier to be connected to others. It's easier to be connected to the world. So this practice is kind of a radical practice. Loving kindness is about acceptance. A very, very thorough acceptance, a radical thoroughness. And so bringing our attention to our bodies is one way to maybe shine a light on some areas that we perhaps have not been paying attention to, or perhaps have not been kind of accepting or kind of folding into this idea of loving kindness. So in this book, Real Love, Sharon Salzberg tells this little story that I guess this was back in the 1990s when she was teaching at IMS, the Insight Meditation Society in Massachusetts, one of the first centers here in the United States that she's one of the co-founders for. And she says that it was founded in the late 70s or early, I don't know when exactly, somewhere in the 70s. But in the 90s, they had a highly esteemed monk from Sri Lanka come and visit. And this monk had all kinds of energy and was like, she writes that more energy than all of them put together, and was learning new things and doing things and helping them out. And he was 94 years old. 94, filled with lots of energy. And he had this practice, this particular way of loving kindness practice. It's about loving kindness for one's body. So I thought we would do that today. So in the guided meditation, I'll do a little bit of mindfulness of the breathing, just to kind of get settled and to get present. Then we'll do loving kindness for a benefactor or somebody for whom it's easy to love. And then we'll practice with loving kindness of the body. It's a little bit different than the classical way that we have been doing it, but I think it's a way to kind of help fold in our complete experience, our the entirety of what it means to be alive. Allow all of that to be part of our practice. So, with that as an introduction, let's take an alert, upright posture that is also comfortable. It's a way that has supports your practice. So, an alertness such that you're not going to fall asleep right away, but also in a way that you feel ease in the body. And this recognition that you can shift your posture if you need to, as we practice here. And let's start by taking three long, slow, deep breaths. Just connect with the body. Perhaps with the exhale, there can be some softening, some relaxing. And then allow the breathing to come back to normal. And we can just trust that the body knows how to breathe. We can just let it breathe however it wants to. And let's rest our awareness on the sensations of breathing. So the movement of the abdomen or the movement of the chest, or the feeling of the air coming in and out of your nose. Choose one of those three, whichever is the easiest, the most comfortable, and just rest your awareness there on the movement. If you find that your mind has wandered away, that's okay. It doesn't have to be a problem. Just very gently, very simply, bring your attention back and begin again with the sensations of breathing. See if you can relax into the sensations of breathing, just resting your awareness on the movements. It doesn't have to be complicated, and it doesn't have to be stressful. Right now, there's nowhere else to be or nothing else to do. We're just here now, paying attention to the sensations of breathing. Now we'll start some loving kindness practice, and we'll begin by sending good wishes, good vibes, softening our heart towards someone for whom it's easy to love, easy to feel care for, easy to respect, easy to send warm wishes. Often, these people are individuals that we don't have complicated relationships with. And perhaps we don't even have that much of an intimate relationship with them. They may be somebody we know, maybe a spiritual leader. Maybe somebody who has touched our lives, and we didn't even realize it at the time, but now we have gratitude and appreciation. It doesn't have to be the perfect person. It's easiest if you choose one person to begin. If there isn't a person, you can bring to mind some other being or creature that's easy to love, feel warm-heartedness towards. A puppy, a kitten, a baby, chipmunks. Bring this person, we often call them a benefactor, somebody who has helped us, bring to mind the benefactor or the lovable being. That may mean visualizing him or her. Or maybe just having a felt sense. Allow yourself to feel kindly toward them. And then we say the phrases to support this kind feeling. So these phrases, you can repeat after me silently in your mind. And use them as a way to support your intention to send warm wishes. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be healthy. May you be happy. May you live with ease. You can bring to mind this benefactor or lovable being, if they're no longer in your mind. And you can check in and see if there's any warm feeling in your body. There may be, there may not be. And there also may be the opposite of warm feeling. Sometimes that happens. If you find that happening, see if you can, as best you can, allow those feelings to be there. For now, we're just meditating, and we're allowing whatever is going to arise. So again, bring into mind the benefactor or the lovable being. And we use the phrases to support our intention. We don't have to manufacture any feelings. We're just helping to create the conditions in which feelings of loving kindness can arise. No guarantee that they will arise. We're just creating the conditions. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Again, you can check in and see if there's a feeling of openness, spaciousness, warmth, a feeling of well-wishing, kindness. If so, allow it to get as big as it wants to. Maybe it gets bigger, maybe it doesn't. Maybe you're not feeling anything in particular. Maybe you're feeling the opposite of loving kindness, or some confusion or doubt. That's okay too. See if you can make your awareness bigger than the feelings of confusion or hostility or doubt, if that makes sense. If you can allow those feelings to be there, if they are there, just have your awareness be bigger. Not completely caught up in them. Again, bring into mind the benefactor or the lovable being. Sending warm wishes, good intentions. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Now we'll turn our loving kindness, our well wishing, towards different parts of our body. We are more than our body, but our body is an integral part of our lived experience. So just as we may send well wishes to different individuals, we can do that for different parts of our bodies. And in the same way, using phrases and good intentions. May my head be be happy. May my head be peaceful. May my head be happy. May it be peaceful. May my eyes be happy. May they be peaceful. May my eyes be happy. May they be peaceful. You're welcome to use words different than what I'm using here. Just a way to connect with different parts of your body and sending warm wishes. Or maybe it's not even sending. Maybe it's connecting with. Or just resting your awareness in the warm wishes for that part of your body. Whatever way it makes sense to you. May my shoulders be happy. May they be peaceful. May my shoulders be happy. May they be peaceful. May my arms be happy. May they be peaceful. May my arms be happy. May they be peaceful. May my hands be happy. May they be peaceful. May my hands be happy. May they be peaceful. May my back be happy. May it be peaceful. May my back be happy. May it be peaceful. May my stomach be happy. May it be peaceful. May my stomach be happy. May it be peaceful. May my hips be happy. May they be peaceful. May my hips be happy. May they be peaceful. May my legs be happy. May they be peaceful. May my legs be happy. May they be peaceful. May my knees be happy. May they be peaceful. May my knees be happy. May they be peaceful. May my feet be happy. May they be peaceful. May my feet be happy. May they be peaceful. May my toes be happy. May they be peaceful. May my toes be happy. May they be peaceful. Maybe there's a part of your body that could use a little extra care, a little loving kindness. See if you can send loving kindness to that part of your body. And then we can collect all these parts to our sense of ourself here in this moment. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. And then to end this meditation, you can feel the pressure of the chair or the cushion on your body. Feel your feet on the ground. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. So in that meditation, we started with just bringing awareness to the movement of the abdomen or the chest, or maybe the feeling of the air going in and out of the nose. Kind of a classical way to get settled, some mindfulness. And then we brought to mind someone for whom it's easy to love, so that we can create the feeling of loving kindness, well-wishing. We don't want to start where it's the most difficult or the most troubling. There's no reason to do that. We start where it's easy. And then we turn towards different parts of the body, starting at the top, going down. In the Buddhist teachings, there's whenever there's discussions of the body, it seems like they start at the top and go down. If you wanted to, you could experiment and see how it feels to go start with your feet and go up, or something completely different. But I'd like to know, how was that? This is right, not the classical teachings of loving kindness, but a way to kind of help us shine a light on all aspects of our experience, including the bodily experience. What was that like to wish your knees to be happy, to wish your head to be happy? Would anybody like to share, comment? Yeah, and can we use a microphone? There you go.
Hi. At first, it felt kind of awkward. And then when I got down to my legs, like my knees and my legs and my feet and my toes, they've been hurting a lot lately. And so there was something that was very lovely about sort of wishing them well and sending them loving kindness. I also did my mouth and I did my heart. And that also was very sweet in certain ways. So, thank you.
Great. Thank you for sharing that. I thought about the mouth and the heart as I was already down at the hips. I thought, nope, I don't want to go back up. Maybe can you send it to Sylvie? She's... character that came that was so different. When you started with the head, that was kind of a big shock because I have migraines. And I realized that I had to change the words and say, may my head be healthy, like I changed the words. Then there were some parts of my body that you didn't mention that are sick. And it just felt amazing to connect with them. I think I ignored them and send them well wishes. Kind of, you know, a deep longing that it came at last. Like as if I was waiting for someone else to do that, or I don't know. Just like, wow, finally, you heard me. Mm-hmm. So I definitely want to listen to this recording and do it again. I was surprised to find how incredibly relaxing it was. I do the body scan every day, but I felt, wow, maybe I'm going to switch to this. But what surprised me was at the end, when you said to go back to the sense of self, I had no sense of self. It was very, very difficult to collect those parts and say, may I be happy? Like this voice was like saying, who is I? What are you talking about? I never experienced that before. Wow. Thank you.
Thank you, Sylvie. I had a little bit of that feeling too, like collecting the parts. It felt maybe a little bit awkward. Maybe it was a little bit nicer to just kind of have things be the way that they are. Yeah. Thank you, Sylvie. I feel very touched by what you were saying. Does anybody else have a comment? So often we, whether we intend to or knowingly do this, so often we want to disown those parts of our bodies that we feel betrayed by, that we feel, I don't know, disappointed in. Whatever the, I don't know exactly what the words are. But they're a part of us. And maybe as Sylvie said, there's something, if we send them loving kindness too, there can be a sense of relief, like, oh, somebody's paying attention.
Is it on? I felt what you said about being betrayed by, and also very much what Sylvia said about deeply relaxing. It was very deeply relaxing, more than anything else I've done here. But the betrayed by is a very interesting one because, at least for me, as I get older, things don't work and fall apart and hurt. And I do have a kind of annoyance. Like, I don't want that to be happening. I don't have time for that. And so I never embrace those parts. I'm kind of mad at those parts. So that was very interesting. I feel like I need to look more deeply at that sense of betrayal of why... It's kind of like, why are you doing this to me? I have something planned, and it doesn't include you. And I'm just going to blast on ahead with it anyway.
Get with the program. You're
right. Having... Anyway, I think that needs more thought or more exploration somehow.
And can I ask you, were you aware that you were doing this, though?
No. Yeah. I was just aware that things hurt.
Mm-hmm.
and trying to figure out how to make them not hurt,
mm-hmm.
but not really relaxing around any of that.
Mm-hmm.
And really it, overriding feeling of, I don't have time for this.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't fit in what I have to do today.
Yeah, you know, a big part of the Buddhist teachings is that aging and sickness is not a failing. It's part of the human experience. Every single one of us will have this guaranteed, right? If you haven't already, you will. You know, it's just part of what it means. Everything that is born in all these different ways, you can understand that, will age and have a certain amount of sickness, you know, of ailing, and then will die. It's natural. It's how the universe works. But somehow we fight with this, you know, whether consciously or unconsciously, we kind of think like, well, yeah, okay, that's true for other people. But for me, somehow, you know, I have things to do. I have a life to live. I have problems to solve or something. But part of loving kindness practice and mindfulness practice, both are about just accepting the entirety of our experience. All aspects. The pleasant, the unpleasant, the neutral, those things that we don't usually notice. And in some ways, loving is about just accepting. Doesn't mean we have to like it necessarily or approve of it, but just saying, yes, this is the truth of the moment. This is the truth of my experience.
Sorry to talk so much, but I have this other thought about it that is that I spend a lot
can
of time...
Can you move the microphone just a little bit closer?
Spend a lot of time kind of pushing away any of that. And part of the deeply relaxing meditation that we just did was letting go of that, of the pushing away, and just embracing it. And it's a completely different way to look at it. Or to take it in. And so I was able to really relax instead of have this tension that comes from pushing something away.
Fantastic. And there can often be a certain, it may be subtle, but there can also be a certain joy, certain happiness, like, oh yeah, this is the truth. This doesn't mean it aligns with our preferences. It's just like, oh yeah, this is reality. This is the truth. And there can be a certain, oh, okay.
One thing I noticed was that as I was, as you went down the body parts, I was realizing most of them were pretty relaxed, and that was good. But the more I focused on the other areas, I became more aware of how tight my shoulders and neck were, and it, actually they got worse the more I focused on all the parts that weren't, you know, tight or in pain. So that was sort of an interesting observation. Maybe I should have just returned my entire focus to my shoulders and neck, but who knows. And the other thing that occurred to me was that in getting older, my biggest fear is losing my hearing or my sight or my mobility, but not so much a particular body part, but again, these... You know, we have these sensory organs, but it's a whole system that can fail. And realizing that, that's something that I might want to practice, just think, paying attention to those senses that I've taken for granted for so many decades that, you know, I can anticipate will possibly get weaker or fail. So that's just a comment on another aspect of that type of meditation.
So first I'll say regarding like your shoulders, right? It may be that your shoulders and your neck can't just relax just because you're bringing your awareness to them. Sometimes our bodies are so used to being a certain way, it takes more than just some mindfulness to allow them to relax. Sometimes they can and sometimes they can't. And part of this practice is allowing it to be okay if they're not relaxed, right? We just kind of love them anyway. And then this idea about the senses, I think this is a great idea. Just an inquiry. Do you feel like it would be helpful to have a gratitude practice? So for what the faculties that you currently have, you know, vision, hearing, taste, mobility, whatever it may be. Or do you think it would be helpful to have a loving kindness practice? May seeing be happy? I don't know, I'm just exploring this. Do you have a sense? Is it gratitude, loving kindness, or is it maybe just bringing awareness?
Gratitude. Is currently working. Or working pretty well.
The happiness part, I struggle with thinking of body parts being happy. I don't know. The scientist in me struggles with that. But I think in my head I was translating that to relaxation or peace, or you said that, or at ease. But the assigning what are emotional attributes, I do struggle with that.
Yeah, thank you for pointing that out. It is a little bit awkward, right? If you think about this literally, may my head be happy? Like, what is that? But it's more to support the sentiment of wishing, which is really kind of to support the opposite of any hostility, or to help us know about any hostility or something that we have that's the opposite of well-wishing. So you're welcome to use any words that make more sense or feel more comfortable. Are there any more comments? Well, I want to wish you all a wonderful evening, and may all your body parts be happy, and may they be peaceful. Thank you. You're welcome to come up here and talk to me, but I'm going to walk over here and turn off the recording.